Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 128th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rohtgi, anchor.
Continuing his tradition of the past 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation today in his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat. To discuss the highlights of Mr. Modi's 128th Mann Ki Baat address, political analyst Ashok Tandon now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program. Mr. Tandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Tandon, as always, Prime Minister Modi's address today covered a wide range of topics, including and not limited to the growth of space ecosystem, India's achievements in sports and innovation, youth power, and urging people to carry forward the vocal for local mantra. What, according to you, was the main highlight of his Mann Ki Baat address today?
See, this last month was full of achievements and a lot of progress which India has made. And the Prime Minister very rightly said that Mann Ki Baat is an excellent platform to celebrate such achievements of the people and to bring to the collective effort of the people to the knowledge of countrymen. And in that context, if I may say, he started with the celebration of the Constitution Day. That was on the 26th of November in the Central Hall of Parliament. Then 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram marked a grand beginning to nationwide program. And on 25th of November, the Dharma Dhwaja was hosted at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. And on the same day, Prime Minister inaugurated a Panch Janya Memorial at Kurukshetra. So this is basically some in substance of what the activities of the Prime Minister were. But if we start with the achievements, I think the major achievement was when the Prime Minister visited Hyderabad and he inaugurated the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility. And India has taken this major step in the aircraft maintenance, repair and overall sector. Last week, during a ceremony in Mumbai, INS Mahe was also inducted into the Indian Navy. And just last week, Skyroot's Infinity Campus gave a new boost to India's space ecosystem. So this is a reflection of India's new thinking, innovation and youth power.
Mr. Modi's Mann Ki Baat includes, as always, citizen stories and grassroots initiatives. For example, today he spoke about honey production by different communities in various parts of the country. When the leader of the nation celebrates the achievements of the citizens and brings to the fore their collective efforts, what impact does it create?
Normally, honey is a field in which people normally don't bother about it. But they don't know that this, you know, is setting a new record in honey production. 11 years ago, honey production in the country was 76,000 metric ton, and it has now increased to more than 1.5 lakh metric ton. And honey exports have also risen threefold during the last few years. So under the honey mission program, even Khadi Gram Udyog has also distributed more than 2.25 lakh honey bee boxes among the people. And this has provided new employment opportunities to thousands of people. And that is the sweetness of the honey. And the sweetness is also increasing the income of the farmer. Now, this is practically, the idea was to promote the honey sector, and which is not only limited to India, but now exports are also increasing. And honey production, he gave the examples of the efforts in the hill areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Deccan, Karnataka, and so many other districts of South and also in the Northeast. So this basically is the idea is to awareness among people that honey is also a very important produce which helps the Indian economy, agriculture, as well as the job opportunity.
Now, the growth of the space ecosystem in the country and the youth power were the other themes of the Prime Minister's address today. Let's first listen to what he had to say about that.
कुछ दिन पहले ही मैंने हैदराबाद में दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी लीप इंजन एमआरओ फैसिलिटी का उद्घाटन किया. एयरक्राफ्ट की मेंटेनेंस, रिपेयर एंड ओवरहॉल के सेक्टर में भारत ने ये बहुत बड़ा कदम उठाया है. पिछले हफ्ते मुंबई में एक कार्यक्रम के दौरान आईएनएस माहे को भारतीय नौसेना में शामिल किया गया. पिछले ही हफ्ते भारत के स्पेस इकोसिस्टम को स्काईरूट के इन्फिनिटी कैंपस ने नई उड़ान दी है. ये भारत की नई सोच, इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर का प्रतिबिंब बना है। कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की। भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया।
Mr. Dhan, we just heard the Prime Minister talking about the youth power, India's record production in food grains. So one thing that struck me that, you know, he's talking about youth power. So he said that the dedication of the youth is one of the greatest strengths of Viksit Bharat later on in his speech. How do you view this comment?
In that context, the Prime Minister referred to a video on a social media that caught his attention. Now, this was about a unique drone competition organized by ISRO. And the youth of India, especially our Gen Z, they were trying to fly drones in conditions similar to Mars. So the drones would fly, remain unbalanced, etc. But at the end of the day, the Prime Minister said that this reminded him our failure of Chandrayaan 2 and the success of Chandrayaan 3. Because this was a very inspiring thing. And now he says, the same spark he can see in the eyes of our young people, and every time he sees the dedication of our youth and the spirit of commitment of our scientists, his heart fills up with enthusiasm. And this very dedication of youth is one of the greatest strengths of Viksit Bharat.
Now, we all know that Prime Minister Modi is a big votary of Vocal for Local. Today also he spoke about this particular theme, and let's listen to what he had to say.
अभी कुछ दिनों पहले G20 शिखर सम्मेलन के दौरान जब विश्व के कई नेताओं को उपहार देने की बात आई तो मैंने कहा वोकल फॉर लोकल। मैंने देशवासियों की ओर से विश्व के नेताओं को जो उपहार भेंट किए उसमें इस भावना का विशेष ध्यान रखा गया। मुझे खुशी है कि वोकल फॉर लोकल की भावना को देश के करोड़ों लोगों ने अपने जीवन का हिस्सा बना लिया है। इस साल जब आप त्योहारों की खरीदारी के लिए बाजार में गए होंगे तो एक बात आप सभी ने महसूस की होगी, लोगों की पसंद और घरों में आने वाले सामानों में एक साफ संकेत दिखाई दे रहा था कि देश स्वदेशी की ओर लौट रहा है। इस बदलाव को छोटे से छोटे दुकानदार ने भी महसूस किया। इस बार युवाओं ने भी वोकल फॉर लोकल अभियान को गति दी। आने वाले कुछ दिन में क्रिसमस और नए वर्ष पर खरीदारी का नया दौर शुरू होने वाला है। मैं आपको फिर याद दिलाऊंगा, वोकल फॉर लोकल का मंत्र याद रखें।
Mr. Tandon, as we just heard the Prime Minister, he spoke about how the gifts that he presented to the many heads of state at the G20 summit in South Africa showcased Indian crafts, art and traditions, and how more and more people chose Indian products during the festive season. My question to you is, how significant is this exhortation by the Prime Minister in the present global scenario when India is working towards economic self-reliance?
You know, vocal for local is one mantra which the Prime Minister has been chanting practically in every episode of Mann Ki Baat. He has not only given it a mantra, but he has launched it as a mass campaign. And as mass campaign, it has reached millions and millions of people and inspired them. And that is why this mission has been very successful. And now the government policies of encouraging youth, the way they get the bank loan, all these things are encouraging our youth to become job givers rather than job seekers. And that has been a very successful thing. And in that context, the Prime Minister, as you know, gave the example of the gift he gave to the heads of state at the G20 summit and gave details of what exactly he presented to each head of the state, all made by our own people. So vocal for local is a mantra which has been very dear to the Prime Minister's heart, and therefore the spirit of vocal for local is part of our lives. And he also exhorted the people that this time, all the festival season, we must look for vocal for local, the things produced and manufactured in India, and therefore reminding them that they must buy what is made in India, sell only what bears the hard work by people of India.
At a time when India is on the way and its aspiration is to become Viksit Bharat by 2047, a slogan like vocal for local, how important is it for the overall economic progress of the country?
No, it has already started showing dividends. Over the last few years, ever since Vocal for Local Mantra Swadeshi, all this has been made mass campaign. We have never knew that US would be launching this kind of tariffs and that will affect us. But it has become some kind of a moon. And now people are becoming conscious that how वोकल फॉर लोकल इज इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर इम्प्रूवमेंट ऑफ इंडियाज इकोनॉमी सो दैट वी कैन विदस्टैंड ऑल द वर्ल्ड प्रेशर इफ वी रियली रिलाई ऑन द थीम ऑफ वोकल फॉर लोकल.
नाउ कमिंग टू स्पोर्ट्स, यू नो प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट द मंथ ऑफ नवंबर हैज बीन अ सुपर हिट इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्पोर्ट्स इन इंडिया एंड ही इन फैक्ट मेंशन्ड वेरियस अचीवमेंट्स ऑफ अ स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन ऑन द वर्ल्ड स्टेज स्पेशली वुमेन स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन. हाउ डू यू व्यू दैट?
दिस इज ऑल्सो सब्जेक्ट विच हैज बीन very dear to Prime Minister. He has been encouraging sports person from various disciplines, particularly women, and in that context the achievements our sports person have made and was listed, beginning with the ICC World Cup victory of women cricket team, and then we saw that the Deaf Olympics were held in Tokyo where India won 20 medals giving the best performance, and then women kabaddi World Cup. Their excellent performance throughout the tournament won hearts of every Indian. Our players also performed brilliantly in the World Boxing Cup final, where won 20 medals, and Northern Blind Cricket World Cup. The remarkable thing is that our team won the tournament without losing a single match.
Right.
So the people are now very proud of our players. And just 2 days ago, you know, and the India has now got the next
Commonwealth Games.
That also is a very important achievement. So all these victories are which continue to inspire all Indians, but encouragement to sports persons and sports has been right. coming from the policies of the central government, particularly inspired by the Prime Minister himself.
Now, in the last episode of Mann Ki Baat in October, the Prime Minister said that the most satisfying thing for him in the Mann Ki Baat is that the topics discussed in this program inspire people to do something good, something innovative for society. Given that in every episode the Prime Minister shares such stories, including those from the grassroots level, would you say that is a measure of the program's success?
Certainly, because if it was just a monologue, a speech by the Prime Minister, it would not have been successful. It has been a dialogue with the people. And it is not only about achievements of the government of India. It is about the achievement of common man sitting in remote areas of the country, rural areas, tribal areas. So all the sections of the society, they feel participating in the Mann Ki Baat program. So it has become people's program. It is no longer one-way traffic. Only the government, PM has never made Mann Ki Baat a political event. He has never criticized opposition. He has always been highlighting the achievements of the country, achievements of India's scientists in agriculture sector, in sports sector, in every sector. So people are now becoming a part of this event, and that is why it is becoming successful. And in that context, if I may say that it is, the Prime Minister very rightly said, your stories, that is the stories which people tell to Prime Minister for reference to Mann Ki Baat, their efforts, they inspire him to make this program more and more effort and vigor. The suggestions and experience people share with him in their messages also inspires the Prime Minister, and to incorporate India's diversity into this program. And he said when we meet next time, you would certainly be doing another round in which people's participation, achievements of people will be highlighted. That is exactly what the purpose of the program is, and that is why it has become successful, and it is continuing for the last so many years.
Mr. Tandon, thank you so much for joining us in a Spotlight program and sharing your views and analysis of today's episode of Prime Minister Modi's Mann Ki Baat program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 128th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rothke, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.